Okay, our friends. So today we are continuing in the Sonic the Hedgehog 5-Minute Stories book. I call shenanigans on their calling it 5 minutes. These stories have taken me way longer than 5 minutes. So you're welcome, you guys. So today's story is the third story in the book. It's called Hunt of the Werehog. And I'm very curious to see what it's like, aren't you?
And it's from the series Sonic what?
Sonic Unleashed, it says. Which we've never watched. We've never watched any of the Sonic Unleashed. We've just seen the movies, the Sonic movies.
I've seen some of Sonic Boom, and I've also seen some of Sonic Prime.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen all of Sonic Prime.
So then you know who these characters are.
Yes.
I don't. I do not know, but I'm excited to find out more.
I've seen Sonic Boom, but I don't know any Sonic Unleashed.
Oh, well.
There has to be something Sonic Boom in here.
You think?
Yeah. Well,
you picked this one, so let's find out, shall we?
There has to be something Sonic Prime, too.
Yeah?
Because I also like that one.
Yeah. Well, friends, let's go into the world of Sonic. Here we go. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Tic-Coco.
All right. The shadowy monster crept into view and slashed its arms out toward Sonic the Hedgehog's face. In the dark and dirty corners of a city's alley, it was hard to tell where the black of night ended and the creature began. But one thing was clear, the monster had terrible fangs and was biting forward with all its might.
Scree!
The creature shrieked its ear-splitting cry as it lunged up into Sonic's face, and then the screen cut to black. Whoa, that's an intense beginning. Sonic, Tails, and Amy stood in silent shock at the video they'd just watched.
This was taken last night, not 3 blocks from my laboratory, said Professor Pickle. And while it is the first definitive proof that these dark Gaia minions have reappeared, we've been receiving reports of attacks for almost 2 weeks.
Dark Gaia, said Sonic. That ancient monster was annoying, as he was but ugly.
Whoa, that's not a very kind thing to say.
It's no laughing matter, said Amy. Last time that creeper broke free, he nearly destroyed the whole planet.
Quite, said the professor. As a hyper-energy organism birthed at the dawn of time, Dark Gaia is an unmeasurable, unfathomable power that can pose a great threat to the planet. His minion's reappearance raises the question, has the monster somehow reemerged from his ancient slumber?
Oh, I see what's going on here. So we're dealing with some kind of monster. Yeah.
Sonic zipped around the lab at hyperspeed. If that Lord of Destruction is back, I'll swat him down like the first time we clashed, said the hedgehog as he skidded to a stop.
Sonic, you've got to do more than show off, said Amy. I only saw the dark minions from a distance, and I know that they can have a serious effect on people.
Ah, you're worrying over nothing, Amy, said Sonic. The only effects of Dark Gaia's energy were that I got a bit furrier. And these little monsters are probably just stragglers. And we took them out before with little more than a flashbulb camera, right, Tails?
The fox had been studying the video footage closely.
Well, I have been tinkering with a better light-based gadget to help destroy Dark Gaia's minions since our first encounter. A kind of super camera, he said.
And we can see these creatures that they're talking about in the picture. They're like a dark purple and dark blue, and they've got splotches of pink on them. They look pretty pokey, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Way past cool, said Sonic. So, let's you and me hit the street and blast these beasties off the map.
You'd better get started quickly,
said Amy, looking out the window. The sun is going down as we speak, and when that happens, the dark minions will come out. Night or day, there's no way I can't. Yow! Cried Sonic as his body began to shake. As the sun fell down below the horizon, a strange purple smoke rose up from the floor and enveloped the hedgehog. His eyes bulged in pain, his teeth and quills throbbed, then grew in size. The tips of his fingers sprouted thick claws through his gloves, and in a moment the hero had somehow morphed into a monster himself. Sonic the Werehog, cried Amy with fear. You're not supposed to be like this.
What's happening to me, Professor?
Sonic growled as he flexed his shaggy arms.
Astonishing, cried Professor Pickle. It seems returning to my city and coming closer to this new wellspring of dark Gaia energy has reignited your werehog form. You were always able to resist being fully taken by the darkness, but it appears that your long transformation left you susceptible to the monster's energy.
Maybe Dark Gaia has returned, said Tails.
If that's true, then things are about to get a lot more exciting, said Sonic. Let's go.
Wait,
said Amy as Sonic rushed for the door.
I'm no expert in Dark Gaia, but I think you'll want my help.
It's too dangerous, said the hedgehog as he leapt out of the lab and into the night. Come on, Tails, let's get that gizmo charged.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but slow it down, Sonic, called Tails. This thing is heavy.
The fox flew up behind his friend, equipped with the dark minion blasting invention he called the Flashbanger. The device consisted of a golden power cell Tails wore like a backpack, and from there, cords wound down his arms to two massive gauntlets. Each made his hands into bulb-like fists that could blast a beam of concentrated light. On Tails' wrists was a small screen that recorded images of his targets to steal their power.
What good is that thing going to be if we can't find any of these dark minions, Tails?
Asked Sonic as his eyes scanned the skyline.
If they were really here in force, we should have found something, anything, in the city by now.
It is far too quiet, said Tails.
But if you're still in werehog mode, there's got to be something out there.
Where? This transformation makes me feel so itchy. It's like I've got fleas, but there's nothing.
It's almost as if the minions have gone into hiding. That's not their style at all.
At that moment, an eerie scream rang out in the distance of the cold night. It sounded like someone was in equal parts terrified and in horrible pain.
That could be something, said Tails.
Sonic sped down the hill at top speed. His newly gray fur rippled with anticipation as he lumbered forward. The scream was coming from a small square barely lit by flickering streetlights. As Sonic zeroed in, he saw a young woman bent over and pulling at her own hair.
It isn't fair! It isn't fair! Cried the woman,
her back to the werehog.
I can't see anyone do something.
Hey, lady, it's gonna be okay, said Sonic as he slowed to a trot and reached a hand out.
She spun around with an angry jerk.
What could you possibly know about it? She yelled.
The skin around her eyes was dark with an unnatural shadow, and the woman sank to her knees in despair.
Oh, it's too late.
All around the edges of the square, purple shadows swirled. Suddenly, dark minions began stepping out of the darkness. Their bodies throbbed with strange neon light. Their empty red eyes twitched. Their bodies formed into the shapes of sharp spikes, slithering tails, and wagging tongues. They were closing in
All right, you little slugs, called Sonic. It's time you let this woman go and crawl back to where you belong. The werehog dove headfirst into the pile of minions and tried to draw them away from the woman. Skittering around the square again and again, Sonic punched the dark minions with his newly extended, powerful arms. But each time he came close to a minion, the creature somehow slid out of his claws' reach. "Come out and face me, cowards!" he cried and began swinging. But even with his hyper-extended werehog arms, the beasts remained frustratingly out of reach.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Three bursts of light flashed overhead, and the dark minions began to reel back and squeal their horrid cries. It was Tails and the Flashbanger.
"Don't let them escape, Sonic,"
the fox called, snapping the supercharged device.
"Right!"
Sonic used his now extended arms to place all the objects in the square that he could reach at each of the exits to trap the minions. As the space lit up with Tails' flashes, the minions had nowhere to run except up.
"They're escaping up that building," cried Tails.
The werehog used his arms by lengthening them and climbing up the walls quickly. But just as he was about to grab the army of fleeing minions near the building's roof, a bubble of dark energy burst before him like a shadowy grenade.
Shroom!
The force of the blast hit Sonic hard and tossed the werehog off the building's side like a rag doll. Sonic landed on the street below with a crash. And though his werehog form was strong enough to absorb the impact, his pride took a beating that would sting for days.
"Are you okay?"
asked Tails.
"Grr, I'm fine,"
Sonic said, looking up at an empty sky.
"Which way did they go?"
"I lost them trying to flashbang whatever that energy blast was," said Tails. "But, and I think the sun is about to come up."
"What happened?" asked the woman. She struggled to stand, but her eyes looked clear of Dark Gaia's influence.
"You took a hit from something otherworldly," Sonic said.
"It was so strange," said the woman. "I was out for a pre-dawn run, and I felt this force telling me that I was destined to be alone forever, like I was the last person left on the planet."
"Well, we know that's not true, right?" Sonic and Tails made it back to Professor Pickle's lab just as the sun was rising. The effects of the werehog transformation had worn off, but it left Sonic wiped of all energy.
"I just need to recharge my batteries, and then we'll track down those minions and figure out what they're up to," he said.
"It's the second part I'm worried about,"
Tails yawned as he flipped through the images of the Flashbanger's screen.
"They've never been quite this tricky. It makes me think Dark Gaia has returned."
"Perhaps not," said Amy from behind the Gaia manuscript. "But he may be close to resurfacing."
The usually bouncy pink hedgehog dragged herself over to the other two, and the pair could see deep rings underneath her eyes.
"I've been up all night reading the professor's ancient Gaia manuscript," she said. "And I want to find the secret to what's happening. I think I may have something."
"Come on, Amy," said Sonic, patting his pal on the shoulder. "That moldy old manuscript is full of doublespeak and weird riddles. Don't drive yourself crazy trying to figure them out."
"But I really think I have something," she said. "What I think the manuscript says is that while Dark Gaia slumbers, his extant energy can sometimes scour the planet in search of its master. If the dark minions are attacking people, it may be because they're looking for someone to take the place of their lord."
"Then who is this?"
said Tails, dropping the Flashbanger's view screen on the table. The picture was of the rooftop where Sonic had been blown back. Thanks to Tails' burst of light, the team could see the dark minions retreating over the ledge, but there was something else. A shadowy figure seemed to stand on the roof, calling the minions back with a blurry wave of its arm.
Whoa, said Sonic. Good catch, pal. There's some mastermind behind this whole scheme after all. But do you think Dark Gaia could have returned at this small a size?
It could be him, said Tails. He may have taken a different form until he can consolidate his energies again.
Whoa, that's a big one. Do you know what it means to consolidate?
Get.
Like, no.
Get back.
Mm-mm. It's not a matter of just getting something. It means that you're putting things together. So let's say you have a puzzle that has lots of pieces all over the place. You would consolidate those pieces by putting them together. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you're putting a group of things together.
But, said Amy with a yearning voice, my research says that's not possible.
Don't sweat it, Amy, said Sonic as he headed off to bed. Your hammer comes in handy for bashing the occasional robot, but leave this spooky stuff to the professionals.
Sonic, you don't know what Amy's capable of.
After a day of fitful sleep for Sonic and Tails, night descended on the city once again. But there was a strange energy in the air as the moon rose, and Sonic felt that he was transformed back into the Werehog.
There's no second chances tonight, he told Tails as they hit the streets. I can feel it in my bones. I wonder if we can really seal Dark Gaia again.
And the dark minions were out in force. As Sonic sped through the city streets, the inky beasts seemed to taunt him, along with the everyday citizens, with whom they possessed at every turn. Everywhere, people were crying out, "What's the point? We're all so alone. At each turn, Sonic would swoop in to save citizens while Tails delivered a 1-2 blast from the Flashbanger to shake off the dark minions. But the creatures never stayed long after a fight.
This is so infuriating, Sonic growled as another batch of minions escaped down a sewer drain. What are these things even trying to do?
Tails flipped through his screen for any kind of clue.
I'm not sure what they're getting by terrorizing these poor people, but I do think I know where they're going.
He pulled up a map of the city that blinked with red lights.
Do you see a pattern here? Every time we drive the minions off, they run towards this older section of town.
Then let's go smash it,
the Werehog said, and shot off out towards the outskirts. As he raced along, Sonic was irritated. It wasn't just the effect of the dark magic that made him a beastly Werehog. He hated not being in control, not being fast enough to bash in a bad guy's face.
Sonic,
called a strange voice. The Werehog slowed down in an alleyway that ended in a large pit, like the mouth of a cave.
Sonic,
if Dark Gaia wants me, he's gonna get more of me than he can handle, Sonic said, and raced down underground.
Suddenly, he was surrounded. Dark minions crawled out from every corner of the cave and screeched and squealed at Sonic as he ran. But they didn't attack. Instead, the creatures descended on the mouth of the cave and began clawing at the rocks around it. Phoom! In a second, the entire opening was closed off in darkness.
Tails, he said, realizing too late. Now I'm all alone without the Flashbanger's help. So be it.
Sonic worked his way deeper into the dark, with only the light of the dark minions' glowing bodies to guide him. They kept their distance from the Werehog, but up ahead he could see the shadow of their leader standing on some strange altar.
So you finally came to me, eh, Sonic?
Said the voice that was both squeaky and thunderous.
Without me, you would never have found this energy source.
Well, now that I'm here, I'm going to bust your butt up all over again, Dark Gaia.
Wow, not so sure I like that talk out of you, Sonic. But there it is.
Ha 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 ha.
The leader laughed. You think I am the Dark One? His power is still hidden on this planet's core, but this energy source called out for someone to take care of it, and I answered the call. With the swing of a hammer, the leader leaped up and struck the ceiling. A hole broke open, and the minions detected dark Gaia energy leaking from this place, letting in just enough of the moonlight. And I, being obsessed with dark Gaia, came here too. Amy? Sonic couldn't believe his eyes. His friend was swirling with dark Gaia energy. Her pupils were solid black with a low glow of red energy, and her quills rippled with the same power that had turned him into a werehog. Surprised? Amy said with a wild smile. The energy of dark Gaia was calling to you, Sonic, but you ignored it, just like you ignored me. Amy, I didn't mean to. But Sonic didn't know what to say. I was obsessed by the dark Gaia energy as I studied the minions' actions. I had no idea how powerful it truly was, and it brought me here. I'm sorry, said the werehog, but wherever this is, it isn't the answer. Oh, it's not? Said Amy, lifting her hands. Was I not able to study the Gaia manuscript? Was I not able to gather every single remaining minion in one location? Admit it, Sonic. I have more skills than you thought.
Okay. I should have asked for your help. I shouldn't have done this alone. But what do you want me to do now, Amy?
I want you to watch as I do this. She said, and swung her hammer with ridiculous speed at the ceiling.
Pieces of the ceiling rained down around her before Amy cried out,
"No, Tails!" Whoosh, 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 whoosh,
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. From up above, Tails rained down blasts from the flashbanger, and the dark minions had nowhere to go. Their screams were brief but sharp, as one by one the army of monsters saw their power stolen by Tails' machine, and they evaporated into smoke. Amy floated for a moment in the hole that she had created, but as the dark Gaia energy left her, she fell like a stone into the cavern. Sonic rushed forward to catch her, and as she collapsed in his arms, he realized that he himself was a hedgehog once again.
Sorry to scare you, Sonic, Amy said.
It was hard to fight off Dark Gaia's influence, but I knew I could beat him if I tried.
It was crazy for me to doubt you, Amy, said Sonic, and it would have been easier for you if I'd asked for your help from the start.
So, you don't think I'm a monster? Amy asked.
Well, we can all turn into monsters sometimes, said Sonic with a laugh. But with friends like you, it's easy to turn back.
Boy, I'm glad that she didn't become a real monster. That would have been awful, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know anything about the rest of these characters, but I'm really happy they beat the bad guys, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what Dark Gaia is.
I don't either, but it sounds like it was awful. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad Amy got rid of him. You too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that, our friends, for today is
the end.
The end.